Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
This cocksucker.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
Good morning, everyone. All the Debbie Gibson I played was the fault of I forget. Baloney. So hey everyone, it's the Snowplow Show. Carlito says, like in the new contract for Prank Call Nation, that I have to play music this entire show, so I won't be doing any pranks. But maybe I'll slip a few in, I don't know. Fuck the man, I'll do what I want. Anyway, yeah, hi everyone. I'm going to do some pranks and stuff, I guess. And I still have lots of requests that I don't really know what to do with. Looks like Flutterpie sent me a gigantic list of Facebook numbers that I can call. I still have a gigantic list of angry grandpa numbers that I need to call. Buried in my desk somewhere, but since I'm spending more time on PLA lately, the pile on my desk is getting smaller. I'm getting closer to finding it, I think. So maybe I'll be doing those soon. Baloney's asking where I got Angry Grandpa numbers from. I guess it's just like JDF. People, fans of Angry Grandpa were posting their phone numbers on his page or YouTube or something. And I had no idea who Angry Grandpa was until I got the thing in the mail and I watched Angry Grandpa and it was pretty amusing. But I still don't know anything about him, really. I need to research Angry Grandpa. So this is a request. I don't know who it's from, but this girl's name is Myra Duncan, but she hates being called Myra. Her real name is Mara. I'll just call her Myra and see if she explodes, I guess. I don't know. Hello?
Hello,
is this Myra?
Yes.
Hey, this is Craig from the public library. You have some books overdue with us? You have a bunch of kids' books. You have Mary Poppins by P.L. Travers.
No,
yeah, you just have about seven... I'm sorry?
I'm not, like, signed up for a library. I don't even have a library card.
Oh, someone has an account under your name. They left this number and it has your address on it. But there's like
Is it Mara Duncan?
That's Myra Duncan. M-Y-R-A.
Oh, no, my name is M-A-H-R-A.
Oh, no, it's Myra. They must have... That's weird. You don't go by Myra?
No.
But, I mean, it has your name and it has this phone number. This is Myra Duncan?
What's the address on it?
Oh, I can't give that out. We can't give out private information over the phone. Yeah, but you have like...
Is it 4065? Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah, that's the one. And there's eight books out and five DVDs and a record. You didn't check out Nazi Uprising?
No, I've never even heard of it.
By John Turtle?
Nope.
Yeah, you're definitely going to have to pay for all these if you don't return them.
I don't have them, so how can I return them?
Well, I mean, it's all under your name. It has your signature. Maybe if you come in and into the library and prove that this isn't your signature.
Well, what library is it? Because I don't remember signing up for any library, I wouldn't have spelt my name differently than it is on my birth certificate.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just saying it's pronounced Myra, but it says M-A-H-R-A on here and then Duncan, but it's pronounced Myra. Like, you're wrong about the pronunciation.
My name?
Uh-huh. Yeah, M-A-H-R-A Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N. But you got to return these books. You can't just keep the books. That's not how it works here. You have to return them after 2 weeks.
Right, but I don't have any books out. So have a good day,
and
sir.
If you want to look on, log into the... Yeah, I didn't really plan that one out, did I? So person who submitted this, she didn't really seem to hate being called Myra, you big liar. I completely forget who submitted this, but thanks.
Hello.
Hi, Myron. It's the library again. We got disconnected somehow.
Okay, well, on my caller ID,
yeah,
it says this is a Washington number,
and I don't
live in Washington.
I know you don't live in Washington. It goes through, it's a government number. It routes through Washington because it's the government. It's the library. Your taxes pay for it.
Okay, but
stupid.
I don't have
stupid.
Any books.
Quit being stupid.
What?
You need to bring these books back. This isn't just like a free book giveaway service that we run here, you idiot. We're tired of dealing with people like you.
Like me.
Yeah, people
like
you.
People that don't get books from libraries, because I have, like, online websites to get books from.
Yeah, that's called piracy. That's illegal. And I'm now putting your name on a list.
No, it's
and
not.
They're gonna investigate you.
Audible?
No,
no.
You're downloading torrents. You're downloading
no,
illegal
I'm not.
Torrents, illegal books. You think everything's free now because of the internet. You think you can just come into the library and steal books from us.
Oh, that's what
Put
I think.
Put fake names down.
Oh, okay.
We know your name's Myra. It says right here on the computer.
Oh, is that my name?
Yeah, it's Myra.
You're going to tell me my name?
Yeah, we know what your name is. Quit trying to pretend you're someone else. You're a thief. You're a thief and a liar.
Am I?
You're the biggest thief I've ever talked to.
If that's what you think, go ahead.
No, it's a fact.
Oh,
it's a fact
okay.
that you're a thief. Well, that was a big failure. Hopefully... Hangouts won't have a problem with this music I'm playing. It's just a loop. It's not a whole song. So this guy submitted something anonymously. He wants me to bother an apartment management place and a specific person. He doesn't have the apartment number, but he has the name. I have to let the landlord know that he's installing his own pipes. Yeah, so what am I going to say to this landlord company? Keystone Management.
Keystone Management.
Hello, I'm a tenant here at Cedarwood.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having a problem here in the apartment.
Okay, and what apartment?
203, I don't know.
I need to know what apartment you're in.
Oh, can you just look up on my name?
What is your name?
Brandon Crooker.
Okay, Brandon, hold on one moment. Okay, apartment 13, so how can I help you?
Well, one of the breakers have gone off, but it's in the apartment next door, because I plugged too much stuff into his outlet.
How do you know it's out, his apartment's out?
Well, because I have all my stuff plugged into it. It turns out my stove was powered by his apartment. I don't know if it's like a wiring... mistake or something, but my entire stove is powered by his apartment.
Okay, one moment.
So there's a light bulb inside the stove. This is a true story, by the way, you guys, from Badfish. Badfish figured out that his neighbor, their stove, or his stove was powered by his neighbor's apartment. So he plugged in all of his appliances into the light socket in the stove.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Joni transferred you to me. What's going on?
I have all my heavy appliances plugged into the neighbor's outlet, because one of our outlets, it goes into the neighbor's apartment, like they pay for it, but their breaker has gone off. So now, like, I can't power anything. Unless
what neighbor?
I don't know. The next door. I'm in 13.
None of your outlets are run by the neighbors.
Oh, no, I think it's a mistake. It's a wiring mistake.
Okay, so what are you saying? You don't have power in your apartment?
Oh, no, I have my own power.
Okay.
But I just like all the heavy stuff, like the space heater and stuff. I run on the neighbor's.
Space heater.
Yeah, you know, it's a heater you plug in.
Your own, right? Not ours.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't want to run my own, because then I have to pay for it.
I guess I don't understand what you're saying. So you have a space heater that you plug into an outlet that's run by your neighbor?
Yes, yes. And also the refrigerator So, like, if their power doesn't get turned back on, my food's going to start to go bad after a while.
Well, you'll have to plug it into your own outlet.
That's expensive. That's what I'm saying. Like, you want me to be able to afford rent, right? Well, I need to keep the power bill down.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to put you on hold.
I just need someone to go over there and flip the breaker.
Oh, just hold on a second.
All right. For me. Okay, fine. Nice of them to give me his apartment number.
Hi, Brandon.
Yes?
Yes. One of the maintenance guys will be right over to check your apartment out.
Well, I don't want him to look at my apartment. He can't come in my apartment today.
Well, he needs to come in to see why your outlets aren't working.
Well, no, we wired him up that way.
You wired him up that way?
Yeah. Like, if you open up, like, we used a carpenter's knife and cut into the drywall and pulled out just like maybe a 1 foot square piece of drywall so we could get to their plug next door, and I clipped on wires onto his wires.
Okay, hold on a second, because I'm going to have to give this information to the maintenance.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is everything's under control over here. We just need their breaker reset next door.
Well, just hold on, so if I have any more questions.
Okay, it's the people to the right of us. If you just reset their breaker.
Okay, hold on a minute.
My food's spoiling.
Hi, Brandon.
Yeah?
We'll look into it, and we'll give you a call back.
Okay, well, it's the people to the right of me.
Okay, and your number is 206-0?
Oh, 852... I'm sorry, what number do you have?
We just have it from your application. Can you give me your phone number?
Oh, I thought you said 8910.
No.
Oh, which one did you say?
Oh.
Okay, great.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
But, I mean, is it going to be long? Because it's cold over here, and I can't turn on my music. I'm listening to music on my goddamn cell phone, because we don't have power, and the speakers sound like crap.
Okay. All right. Well, they're looking into it, and
okay.
That we'll give you a call.
It better not be too long, because, you know, I got shit to do. Okay. Please do not post his number in the chat room, everyone, because everyone always does that. They're so clever posting it in the chat room. All right, so let's quickly call Brandon from the apartment. I need to do a Stacy show again. Do a Stacy show and do tons of apartments.
Por favor, marque su contraseña.
Oh, I got an idea. It's time to do magical caller ID changing. I need to make my number be the apartment complex. Gotta get to the right area to change it. Everyone wants to know how to change caller ID. I keep getting people asking me that question. I'm using asterisks and a program called FreePBX, freepbx.org. But it's a pain in the ass. You don't want to set up FreePBX. I mean, unless you just have a lot of time to spare. Dialer says Voxox is the best route to go for spoofing your own caller ID. It's kind of like a Skype. It's a Skype competitor, and we like Skype competitors because fuck Skype. And then another choice is on phonelosers.org in the right sidebar, click on the ad that says spoof card. And you can overpay for your spoofing minutes. Voxox is cheaper, though.
Por favor.
So today I am broadcasting on phonelosers.org stream and on the Prank Show, Prank Call Nation, Mixler, and the Phone Losers YouTube, but I'm still not broadcasting on the Prank Call Nation Shoutcast because I put my settings in this morning and I tried to kick whatever's on the stream off the stream and it won't let me. So somehow it's Carlito's fault again. I don't have full admin access or something. I don't know. It's all Carlito's fault. Thanks a lot, Carlito, changing everything on us. I did not post the show on the old Prank Call announcement Facebook and Twitter. I only posted on the Prank Call Nation Facebook. So people need to add that. Start using it, damn it. Breaking news. All right, that's enough of that. I meant to do this in the last show. Everyone knows about this by now, but there's someone doing pizza prank calls. The pizza prank calls that were completely invented by the PLA and the phone show. And here's a news report. I'm just going to play the entire news report. I think it's like 2 minutes long, but it's hilarious. There are clips of the actual prank caller. We don't know who it is. I don't recognize the voice. I guess it's just somebody that listens to Madhouse or PLA and they're trying the pranks themselves because they're kind of breaking the rules, which we never do. But here's this thing.
Are investigating a series of threatening, obscene, and harassing phone calls made to customers of a Rivers Avenue pizza restaurant. Last night, after their pizzas were delivered, several customers say they got way more than they asked for, and that's not a good thing. On March 18th, several people had pizzas delivered from this restaurant on Rivers Avenue. What they didn't expect was the aggravation that would follow.
I'm calling you because you were very rude to our employees at Papa John's. You actually called the cops on them and you threatened them with violence and sexual harassment.
According to North Charleston police reports, several customers complained of receiving calls from the restaurant claiming that an employee there had put a little something extra in their pizza. Brittany was one of them.
I need to speak to y'all manager because there is somebody calling my phone telling me that somebody ejaculated on the pizzas and that
ejaculated?
We might have AIDS. And they took him to jail.
AIDS.
But you need to throw out your pizzas.
But I've never told anyone I would ejaculate on your pizza. I mean, does that even sound like something anybody would say?
That's the delivery driver.
This is insane.
Austin Ramsey works at the restaurant, and his name is listed as a suspect in the police report. His manager told police that he came in from deliveries in a very bad mood and said he had been stiffed on tips all night.
Yeah, I had a rough night. I made a few bad orders, but I never threatened anybody. So whoever's speculating that,
he made bad orders.
Brittany says her family was traumatized by the repeated phone calls. She was able to record one of them that came in from an untraceable Skype number.
I'm calling because we're going to send you some free pizzas like we actually said. They should be arriving at your house any minute now.
Is that Ice Goose? That sounds like Ice Goose. I blame Ice Goose for all of this.
Ordered you two pepperoni pizzas. I hope that's okay. We didn't put any fried chicken on it. I know how much your client likes fried chicken, but we could not afford that. So if you could give us a call back at the store, that'd be great.
The person on the phone said someone would be coming to her house with two pizzas soon. Moments later, she said there was a knock on her door. Brittany said that scared her the most because she didn't recognize the man at the door looking through her porch window, nor did she recognize another man who was waiting in the car. Now, the manager of Papa John's says she couldn't comment and that her...
Who were the men? They don't say that. They just say men were at the door. Were they pizza drivers?
Supervisor was not available. So far, the North Charleston police have not made any arrests in this case.
Yeah, so that's kind of hilarious. No idea who that is. I'm going to guess that that was Ice Goose, though. That sure sounded like Ice Goose in that message. I think the police should go arrest Ice Goose. We did a few ejaculate in the pizzas back in the day. Back in our carefree days. It was years ago, though. I put a stop to those. Prank Call Mania says it's probably KDK. Yeah, it sounded a lot like KDK. It's on his side of the country, so... probably is him. Let's find some Yelp numbers. The very first check-in. Guess where it is. Just guess. Whoever guesses correctly wins the prize. Where do you think the very first check-in is? Where could it be? Ding! Spray wins the prize.
Thank you for calling Starbucks West Hollywood. How may I help you?
Hi, could I have a customer paged that's in there, like, to come to the phone?
You want to use this phone to talk to a guest?
Yeah, he should have just came in there, and his phone's not working, I guess, but...
Oh, okay.
His name's...
Let me see. Give me one moment.
His name's Stephen Baird. Hello.
Yeah, you know what? The only problem that right now, the only phone we have in use, the other one is in use, and the one I have has a cord on the back.
Oh, a cord on the back.
Yeah, because I'm in the back right now, and this is the only phone.
Oh, you know, okay.
Available. Yeah.
Well, is there any way to just, like, go out there and see if Stephen Baird's in the store?
Who?
Stephen Baird.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know who the customer is, who that is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it would just be impossible to just go around and ask people, are you Steven?
Yeah, I mean, no, I really can't do that.
Well, you can. It's just you're not willing to. Just tell me that. Just be honest. Say, you know what? I could go around and I could find Steven for you. It'd be easy. It'd be super easy. But you know what? I don't want to. I'm in the back room. I don't want to go up in front.
Yeah, no, it's not about
Is that what it is?
You know, some people, I don't want to bother him. You know, some of the people here are very... You know, sensitive like yourself. You know, you got insulted by me. Just being
it wouldn't be bothering him because it's his friend on the phone. It's his family member.
It's pretty simple. What I just let you know, and you're bothered. So we're not really even supposed to do that. So.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Sorry, you know, I can't do that.
You know, I'm calling from the corporate office. I am calling from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Yeah,
I have a partner number. So I could order you to do this, but I guess I won't. It's okay.
Yeah, sorry,
just know, keep being lazy. Whatever.
Okay.
You don't have to do anything.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Whatever. Bye. There. He gets the phone slam. Stephen Baird is a limo driver. He drives the rich and the famous around California. That's what it says on his Twitter. He has a shitload of Twitter followers. There's a lady that checked into a Hardee's. Oh, prank call mania. No numbers in chat. What do you think you're doing? Undead Tony. He just typed in a 15. That's a number. Here's a lady that checked in at Hollywood Eyebrow. Looks like it's in Santa Ana. Eyebrow threading is what they do. Because I sure know what the hell that is. Hello, could I talk to a customer that's in there?
Sorry?
Could I talk to a customer who is in there currently? She's having her eyebrows done.
No.
Yeah, her name's Lisa. She should be in there right now.
What's your name?
Yeah, her name's Lisa.
Lisa?
Yep, Lisa.
No, you're not Lisa.
She's a customer. Her name's Lisa. She's a customer.
She's customer not here right now.
There's no customers in there?
Customer only Lisa?
Yeah, her name's Lisa.
Lisa?
Lisa.
You go? Lisa?
Yeah, could I talk to Lisa, please?
Lisa, can I talk to Lisa?
She's just repeating. I don't know. Lisa Livingstone.
Yeah.
Say Lisa Livingstone.
Yeah, Lisa Livingstone. Hello?
Hi, is this Lisa?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Gary. I'm with the corporate office with Hollywood Eyebrow.
Yeah.
And we were looking on Yelp, and we saw that you did this really horrible review of us, like one star.
No, I did a 4-star.
No, this says 1-star. I'm back in August of 2013. You said you don't like the ethnics that work here. And
I don't think that was
me. Oh, no, it says Lisa L., Lisa Livingstone, and it has your picture on it. And I'm looking on the security camera. I can see you're the same person. And okay. You said, like, you're like, in the review, you talked about the ethnics and the terrible service. And you said, you're like, oh, I should just shoplift from here to get my money's worth.
Because I got so... My review says don't give 5-star only because I'm not sure how sanitary the place is. But my eyebrows always look perfect. I've been going here for about 2 years. JC and Pooja are very good. My main girl is JC. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are $2 off brow and lip. That's my Yelp review.
Yeah. No, it says, I see the thing about how sanitary the place is. You're like, oh my God, this place is so unsanitary.
I said tips, and I've only written one review on here.
Pooja has told us that you don't tip at all.
I mean,
JC.
I think you're the wrong person. I tip every time.
No, it's Lisa Livingstone is what we have on here in the computer. Like, we have a report on you. Like, there's a picture of you behind the counter, and it's like, when this person comes in, you need to hit this button. And she must have recognized you from the picture, and then we knew to call.
I feel really weird right now. I'm a customer here every 2 weeks, and I tip every time, and I don't know what you're talking about, and I am going to write a terrible review if you continue to tell me that I'm a bad customer that doesn't tip.
Oh, I'm not saying you're a bad customer. I'm just saying you're kind of a jerk for doing this horrible review with one star and talking about.
I think my review is right here with four stars.
Racist.
And I think that you're
like you have your review pulled up right there.
Yeah, if you're looking at me on the camera, it says 7 months ago I've reviewed here and I'm a great Yelper.
Oh no, we show that you are a bad Yelper. You do not have a good Yelp reputation.
Okay, then do you not want me to come here anymore?
If you could, like, maybe just stop going there, that'd be great. Like, can you never come there again?
Who is this?
No, I'm just some guy. I saw that you checked in on Yelp, and I thought it'd be funny to call you and pretend to be with the corporate office. I really had you riled up there, though, didn't I? I didn't want them to lose customers. I love how that lady didn't understand a word I was saying and just repeated everything. So now we gotta watch her Twitter. Here, let me write down her Twitter. See if she says anything. She was right on top of things. She's like had her review pulled up. Prank Call Minio wants to know when I'm selling the new CDs. I just need to put them up. I'm going to sell them super cheap. Like, I'm thinking just $5 total. Send me $5 and I'll send you a CD. That pretty much makes me make no profit at all. You know, just at first, I'll raise the price eventually. And I'll sell stickers when I make the stickers. I have to get Patreon money first. I sure don't have any money to blow on stickers right now. Soon. Very, very soon. Yeah, but I'll try and get the CDs up today. Like, put them up on the website and put the free download. I'm going to put them on Bandcamp so you can download them for free. Download the album for free. Not the CDs. What about the poster? I don't even know what's going to be on the poster. I have to do a poster. Thanks to Patreon, I am required to do a poster. Make a poster, like a big poster of something. And I'm thinking Laugh Track Matt Naked, like a pinup. I think that would be a perfect poster. I would love to have a giant poster of Laugh Track Matt naked in my room. So if Laugh Track Matt will go for that, we are going to have a very sexy poster of Laugh Track Matt naked. And as long as we're talking about Patreon stuff, I made a video. I was kind of thinking about just playing the entire video on here, so you know what I'm looking for. Because the video explains it better than I will, so let me pull up the video that everyone's seen already. But anyway, yeah, there's a song. You know what? I'm going to play the song. I'm not going to release the song for another couple weeks, but I figure I'll just play it on here. Maybe I will cut it from the podcast. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'll cut half of it. But let's play the song first. This is a song by Bone Cage, thebonecage.bandcamp.com. I wrote this song several years ago and attempted to record it, and it sounded like garbage. Since then, I've tried to get random YouTube people to record it for me. Nobody was really into it. And finally, Bone Cage did this recently. And I'm glad none of those YouTubers did it, because Bone Cage did an amazing job. This is an original instrumental. It's a parody song, of course, but the instrumental he did an amazing job on. And the vocals and whatever. I'm going to play it right now, and then I'm going to play a thing that I'm going to do about the video for it. So here goes. This is Bone Cage.
I come to your home. Attach your TNI up to my phone. Who I call's unknown. All I know is I beige box alone. Sit by the payphone, sending
okay, that's it. I Freak Alone by Bone Cage. But the thing I want to do is record a video for it. Film a video for it. But I don't want to film the video. I'm not going to play this YouTube video. It's 5 minutes long. Nobody wants to sit here and listen to a 5 minute long video. But in the show notes, there will be a link to this video. I would like people to send me scenes for that song. I've made a big list of all the scenes that you need to film. And so far, I have received... at least 8 submissions of video clips. People sending me stuff for this video. So it's going to be a crowdsourced video. It's going to be by all of you people. I've made the official deadline for sending in scenes for this video April 10th. So I think right around April 10th, that's when I'm going to put the song out and hopefully have a video all finished up for it. And Ecor says he is now creating a torrent of this song. If you don't want to wait till April 10th, look for the torrent of it. I'm sure he'll post the link soon. Thanks, Ecor. You're the best. Oh, and I think he's not going to sell this song. He just wants me to give it away for free because he's such a nice guy, Bone Cage. So if you want to support Bone Cage, I hear he's coming out with an album in about a week. Or no, I think April 1st. New album on thebonecage.bandcamp.com. You should buy a track or two from it, or the entire album. It's called Fish Food. And it has a track with my creepy stalker voice in it. So that makes it completely worth it. Obey says there will be a torrent of the Bone Cage album immediately after it's released. And it will include the I Freak Alone song. Thanks, Obey. That's nice of you. So I guess I'll look at some submissions. Today is going to be a short show. I've been doing an hour already. So here is a submission from Octowin. Okay, anyway, yeah, I'm going to call these two people who posted their numbers in the same thread. Lacey says, I don't think I have your number anymore. I think I lost it when my old phone died. How about you text me? And there's a number. And then Sherry replies, I can't multitask like that. I'm lying in bed and don't have a pin. And it's dark, LOL. Memory sucks, LOL. Here's mine, text me.
Hey, it's Lacey. Leave me a message and I'll call you back.
Here, let's change my phone number to Lacey when I call Sherry. Maybe. I don't know. That'd probably be stupid. Let's just try it. It'll be hilarious. Don't be mad, Katie Cat. Nothing cool happened on the show today. I made a landlord a little angry, I guess, or a little weirded out, at least.
Hello?
That's pretty much it. Hey, Sherry.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. This is Kevin. I'm from the Walmart. I'm just calling to do a reference check. There's a Lacey Belding trying to get a job here.
Okay.
And
hi.
She left you as a personal reference, so I just wanted to make sure you knew her.
Absolutely. She's an amazing girl.
Oh, she is amazing. Okay.
Yes. And your name is?
My name is Roy from Walmart.
Roy from Walmart. Walmart in Auburn?
Yeah, yep. Okay, yeah, I just wanted... I'm sorry?
What do you need to know about her, darling?
Oh, pretty much. You said she's amazing, so I guess that's good enough. That's good enough for us.
She has three beautiful children. She's a great mother.
Okay, well, that doesn't matter. The children aren't going to be coming here to work with her, so whatever. I mean, we're not concerned with, you know, what her children look like.
Right.
Yep. Okay, well, also, I'm supposed to let you know we're going to be selling your phone number and your name and Darren's name to the Chinese government, because she put all that on the application, and then she checked the box that said we can sell your information to the Chinese government. So just,
wow,
just,
why would that?
I'm sorry?
Why for that?
Oh, it's just a thing we do to make a little bit of extra money and keep the prices down here at Walmart. We're just going to sell your phone number and your name and Darren's name to the Chinese government.
Okay, so what happens after that?
Oh, who knows? We don't know what they do with it. But there's nothing wrong with it. It's not a problem.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. No problem. It's not a problem at all. Do what you got to do.
Okay, and also your voice print from this phone call. I've recorded this phone call. We're going to sell your voice print to the Chinese government.
Okay.
as long as you're good with that, I guess.
Yeah, sure, as long as you guys get some kind of profit off my voice, because, you know, my voice is worth a lot of money, you know? I'm kind of famous.
That's
true. I
don't
know if Lacey told you about me.
Oh, no, but, no, it's just a personal reference.
All right.
Yep, your voice print, your address. She submitted a big list of information about both of you, and we're going to sell all of that to the Chinese government.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
And that's weird that you're calling her on her phone. Wouldn't you be calling it from your own phone?
Our phone got shut off here because we didn't pay the bill. So she said I could use hers.
A Walmart?
Yeah, she said we could use
her phone. Is this some kind of a fluke? I mean,
fluke?
Are you guys joking with me? Or?
Oh, no, it's just a personal reference check.
Are you serious? That's weird. I've never heard everything that you're telling me. I've never heard anything like that before in my entire life.
Have you ever done a personal reference for someone applying at Walmart?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's why you haven't heard about it.
Well, welcome Stupid. To me being introduced to the right person then, right?
Yeah,
is this what you said?
This has been an educational phone call for both of us.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Anything else you need to know?
No, that's all. And I, you can drop all the right. You can drop the attitude.
I don't have an attitude.
Well, I don't think you obviously do have an attitude.
Wow. Are you kidding me right now?
Of course not. I'm just trying to do a reference check, and you're coming off acting like a bitch.
Really?
Really, that's what you're doing, and I don't appreciate
it. Okay, how about if I speak to your representative, you jackass?
You want to talk to my representative?
Yeah, let me speak to your representative if you want to come at me at a different sideways level. I would love to speak to your boss.
I don't have to give you my representative.
Go ahead and connect me to your boss. Auburn Walmart?
Yeah.
You want to talk to me like that?
Well, you're the one that started being a bitch.
No, I want to know this fucking guy. No, you're my voice being recorded? Listen up, Janae. Go. No, don't hang up. Listen up. Okay, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much. I was just doing a reference check.
Oh, you're doing a reference check on somebody?
Yes, ma'am. For Lacey Belding.
Oh, you're doing a reference check on Lacey. Oh, that's weird. She applied at a Walmart?
Correct, yes.
Because that's not her field of what she wants to do for her life.
Well, you know, sometimes you don't get to do what you want to do. You just have to take what you can get.
She's going to do what she's going to do. She's a very determined woman that she's going to get that done.
Well, this sounds like not a very good reference check, personal reference check. Like, we're not going to hire her if you're just going to talk to us like that.
Why are you calling off her phone?
She said we could borrow her phone for a minute.
Was she there?
Yeah, she's out smoking.
She's out smoking. She doesn't smoke.
It sounds like you don't know her very well, because she is getting the job here, and she does smoke.
I know her very well. Lacey does not smoke.
She gave us her resume, and her resume is basically, it's an empty Newport pack with the word amazing sharpied on it.
Oh, really?
Yep. And you say she doesn't smoke, so you don't know anything about her. And you know what? I have other reference checks to do, and I need to do them before she comes back and wants her phone back.
Okay, well, I'll be sure to give her a call a little bit later, because I know this is her husband, and I know he's playing a scam, and I'll be sure to call her later.
Okay, whatever. You do that.
Oh, you have...
You fucking do that.
I definitely will.
Yeah, you do that.
Oh, I definitely...
Yeah, whatever. I will. Whatever.
You're just a crazy psycho gamer.
You eat shit.
You don't do nothing with your life.
I want you to
eat
shit.
You don't do nothing with your life.
I don't do anything with my life. What are you doing there? What are you doing that's so important?
You don't do nothing with your life. That's all you do.
I don't do nothing, so that means I do do something, because that's a double negative.
You're a gamer.
You're using double negatives on me.
You're just a fucking gamer, dude. Get the fuck out of here.
What's wrong with games?
I'll call you later.
What do you do that's so much better than games?
Do you need to know my personal life? Hey, fucking dick.
Why don't
you don't need to know my personal life.
Suck my penis, lady.
Oh, yeah? You want me to? I will.
Yeah, will you? But just don't tell Lacey, okay?
Oh, I will.
No. Go do some more meth. Go do some more meth.
All right, bye.
Hey, tell Sherry to shut the fuck up. That was very odd. The Newport comment. I have to give whoever that was credit. That was Garlic Nan. I stole the resume line from him. That phone call was courtesy of Octowin. Thank you, Octowin. That was somebody. These were people who posted their phone numbers publicly on their Facebooks. He's friends with them, I guess. Or he's friends with someone who's friends. I don't know.
Hey, it's Lacey. Leave me a message and I'll call you back.
So that girl thinks it was the husband of Lacey's husband pranking her. And her true feelings really came out on him. You're just a gamer. All you do is game.
Hey, it's Lacey. Leave me a message and I'll call you back.
Hey there, Lacey. This is Roy from the Walmart. I was just calling to do a personal reference check on Sherry Troyer. She's trying to get a job here. But since you're not picking up, I'm not going to hire her. So, way to get your friend not hired. I guess I will delete Octowin's numbers. That was fun, Octowin. Thanks. And I guess that'll be the end of the show then. Because you got to end the show on a good prank, right? Right? Let's see if there's anything good on Yelp that looks amazing before I take off. Lisa, the person I talked to at that eyebrow place, she has not tweeted. She's not tweeted anything. Grouchy old man, I have deleted his number. Oh, I should call some... I mean, I should listen to some voicemails, because somebody from 207... Weird, that's actually the girl I just talked to. That's her area code. Now that I think about it. Some kind of connection here. Yeah, let me go to voicemails real quick. Maybe I'm just imagining that it's... No, it's all... Okay, voicemails.
Yo, I'd like to buy some free underwear.
Free underwear. There's a voicemail. Here's a voicemail. These are all the same person.
Hey, man. Called yesterday about the snakes. I don't know if you got my message, man, but, I'm still interested. Give me a call back.
You guys are too funny. Have a good day.
Someone must have put up a Craigslist ad with my number selling snakes or something. I've gotten a lot of texts. So thanks for that. Snakes. A text about snakes. Snakes. I'm just deleting all these texts now. It's 12 more messages about snakes. So thank you, whoever you did that.
Look, Brian, I'm sorry about that last message. I just really like snakes and free stuff. So, I mean, if you still have the snake, call me back, man.
I just want the fucking snakes, man. Just bring the fucking snakes.
Okay, those are all boring. Yeah, that was probably the person that put the snakes up for me. But there is two other messages that are not from that area code. That was one. And the next one has words in it.
Hey, Brad. I just listen to PLA a lot. Either PLA Radio, Phone Show, Big Week 1, whenever I want to. And sometimes listen to Plow Show. I just think that your shit is awesome, and I'd like to try some stuff like myself, but I'm too much of a pussy to do it.
You pussy.
And
whatever.
My school listens to you guys, so
whatever, pussy.
You guys are like awesome to all of us. Anyway, keep going with the Snow Plow Show, and I will see you later, man.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Mr. Attitude. I don't appreciate the attitude when you call and leave messages for me. Have some goddamn respect. I want to do one more thing. Just one more prank. We gotta have one more good prank, and then I'll quit. Oh, Cracker says that's him. I was just kidding, Cracker. I'm just kidding. You didn't have an attitude. Anyway, yes, I think I'm done. The show's over. I've tried to make some more pranks, but I can't find anything good to prank. Someone in the chat room really wants to prank appliance repair places. What kind of calls do you want me to make to appliance repair places? Not today. I could write it down. Maybe I could do that on the next show. Next morning show. Next week. Remember, go to the show notes and watch the video about the Bone Cage song. Because we want to make a video. People have already submitted footage, so the video is going to be cool. Like, there's already good footage to use in it, but I could use a lot more footage. So, April 10th is the deadline. Help PLA make a cool video and you'll get your name in the credits of after the video. So that's exciting. And if you like the song that you heard earlier, go support Bone Cage, because Bone Cage, I'm pretty sure he's giving it to us for free. TheBoneCage.bandcamp.com. If he's not giving it for free, there's always the torrent that somebody put up earlier, or the SoundCloud, or whatever that was. So you can get it for free on there and just steal it. Steal from Bone Cage. That's my motto. Steal from Bone Cage. Steal as much as you can. PrankCallNation.com, PhoneLosers.org. I'm going to end this show with Bone Cage. Support us at Patreon.com/PhoneLosers. And here is a song you will get with the Bone Cage album if you go pre-order it right now.
Hey Sue, I'm Charlie. I couldn't help but see you sitting here alone. Hey Sue, can I call?
telephone. Hey Sue, it's Charlie again. I guess you must have forgotten my number. You said you'd call, but you never did, and that was 3 days ago. And I've been sitting around in my underwear thinking of you and eating Doritos. Call me whenever you can. Hey Sue, what you doing? How you been? This is Charlie. I met you at the bar. I really miss you. I tried to call you every day. I guess I'll give it one more try. Hey Sue, it's Charlie again. I guess you must not have gotten my message. I've been waiting by the telephone since 6 days ago.